Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talking Brick with Mayor John Ducey.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. The phones are open, so if anybody wants to call in and ask a question or just share their thoughts, the phone number again is 347-426-3543. Please call in any questions, any thoughts, anything you want to share on the air, and we could discuss it for a while. As always, I'd like to make just a few announcements before we begin our show. The Brick Farmers Market, it goes on every single Saturday with the exception of July 4th, and it's at Windward Beach from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and there's more and more produce coming each week. This past week, we purchased a watermelon. We actually purchased watermelon jerky as well, which I never even heard of before. What else do we get? We got some other type of vegetables, some leafy greens. We got some cilantro. We actually saw the owner of Bubba's buying some tomatoes and cilantro there for his stores. So it's actually got some fresh produce and more every week. I know 2 weeks ago there were strawberries that we got. This past week there wasn't as many strawberries. But there's a lot of tomatoes there already and different types of produce, and there's more and more coming each and every week. 2 weeks from this Thursday, it will be July 2nd, and that is our first Summerfest. And it kicks off with a concert by the Amish Outlaws. And they are one of the most popular party bands on the East Coast, and they always put on a great show. And they play all types of music. You wouldn't expect it. They could go from a 1950s type song to a song that's popular right now during the summer. So they go all over the map, and they, even though they're all male group, they sing female songs. They'll bust into a Beyonce song or something like that. We have our first question.
Hi, Mayor. We have a question from Lori Guida, and she would like to know if there will be other neighborhood meetings like the one that's scheduled tonight at Drum Point Elementary School, and if so, when and where.
Yes, there are three all together. The first one's already happened. That was Thursday, June 11th, and that was at Midstreams Elementary School. The second one, as you said, is tonight at 7 o'clock at Drum Point Elementary School. And then the third one is Saturday, July 18th at 10 o'clock a.m. at the meeting of the Federation of Brick Beach Associations, FOBA. And that's going to be held at the Dover Brick First Aid Squad, which is the building's located over in Normandy Beach on Route 35.
And you want to provide a little insight what these meetings are about? Laura obviously knows, but for those listening who may not know, I think that might be helpful.
Yeah, we're actually working on trying to get ourselves into the CRS program, Community Rating System. And part of that is to inform the public about different hazard mitigation and flood mitigation and neighborhood plans. And that's what these three meetings are, is to inform the public about the various different plans you could have in order to avoid flooding. And there's four different neighborhood plans which are funded by the planning grants we receive for Sandy Recovery Assistance. And those are, the grants came from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs. And it really provides a lot of valuable information. And it actually shows, some of the different, if the worst case scenario flood happens, what different neighborhoods would look like in that situation. So it's a lot of valuable information. You can learn how to, get some flood vents on your homes to help reduce your flood insurance rates and also make your home safer, obviously. So there is one tonight, 7 o'clock, Drum Point Elementary School, and the next one is Saturday, July 18th, 10 o'clock a.m., at the Dover Brick Beach First Aid Squad building over in Normandy Beach. So come out and attend those, even if you don't live in those particular neighborhoods, because it does specifically address Barrier Island, Cherry Quay, Bay Harbor, and Shore Acres, as well as Princeton Midstreams. But even if you just want to be informed about what's going on, you can attend those meetings. You don't necessarily have to be from those particular neighborhoods. Going back to Summerfest, this year we're going to have the food court's going to be back with the professional vendors, as well as the wine and beer garden for those of us who are 21 years and over. And this way you don't have to go home and cook dinner and eat dinner and get the family together and then finally make it over to Summerfest. You can come right out directly. They start at 6:30 p.m., so you're able to come right after work, just pick the family up, throw them in the car, drive over. You're able to have a nice dinner by a professional restaurant, and soda, ice cream, all sorts of stuff, including wine and beer, if you're over the age of 21.
We have another question on Facebook from Jason Carey. He'd like to know, well, let's start with Nancy. Nancy would like to know if there's going to be a car show coming up in Bricktown.
Yes, we have our annual car show, which is Thursday, July 30th. I was just going to talk about that in the Summerfest. The Summerfest is every single Thursday in July. So it starts July 2nd, then obviously the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd. So all four of those are concerts, and then the 5th Thursday in July is our annual car show. And anybody who was there last year knows it was probably the second largest, if not the largest, in the whole state of New Jersey. So if you have any interest in cars, antique cars, power cars, all those, everything is on display there. You can bring your car in or just walk around and take a look at them. And again, at those, at the car show, we also have the food court. We also have the wine and beer garden. Okay.
And we'll go a little bit off topic now with another question we have on Facebook from Jason. We'd like to know how he goes about reporting a pothole.
Okay. We started a pothole program probably back in March, as soon as we had the asphalt start to open. And it was right around March 19th of this year. And it's a pothole program because we want to have every pothole filled as soon as possible. So there's a couple different aspects to it. One, through Twitter, if you hashtag Brick Pothole to the Township of Brick Twitter account, at Township of Brick. And there's also an email address that goes direct. It's potholes@twp.brick.nj.us. And there's also just a hotline. It's 732-451-4060, option 1, is the hotline for potholes. We know there's a lot of potholes. It was a very difficult winter. As we all know, there was a number of snowstorms, a number of times we had to bring the plows out. And there's a lot of these storms were like right on the cusp of whether or not we bring the plows out and don't, which means there's not a lot of snow down. We don't bring them out because there's a certain amount down on the ground. And we were right there at the at that number a lot. So we did bring the plows out on a number of those occasions. But again, it's not, we're not plowing up 7-8 inches of snow. We're at that threshold amount. So there is, the roads are taking a beating because of that. So there are a number of potholes, and there's those ways to get that information to us. And our DPW department is out there. They have a crew. They originally had two crews, but then the summer and the warmer weather started. But they have a crew that's devoted to nothing but potholes, and they're not going to stop until every pothole is filled. And, of course, we need to know where those are, so we base that on the information that's provided to us. They average about 100 a day. There was a day last week where they did 266, including over 100, and I think it was 105, over 105 on Shawnee Drive by itself. So if you live in that section of town at Cedarcroft, those roads were finished last week, and thanks for your patience. But please let us know where they are. If they are on county roads or state roads, we don't have control over fixing them. We can report them. So if you call our hotline or you email or do the Twitter hashtag, whatever method you choose, and if it ends up being a county road or a state road, we do forward that information to the county or state. We just have no feedback as to when they're going to be done. The township roads, we have a crew out there, and they will be done, before they stop. Let's put it that way. But constantly working on potholes, and they average about 100 a day. So we're doing as many as we can. So please let us know where they are. Thanks. Getting back to Summerfest. There are shuttle buses available. There's going to be four concerts. Again, July 2nd is the first one. It's the Amish Outlaws. Then July 9th is the Bronx Wanderers. July 16th is the Infernos. And July 23rd is the Time Machine. They're all going to be great shows. each and every single one will have the food court. Each and every single one will have the wine and beer for those of us who are over 21. And each and every single one of those concerts will have fireworks following it. So it's going to be great events. It's every single Thursday in July, except for the fifth Thursday. That's not a concert. That's the car show. Also, part of our Summerfest series is July 7th, the movie in the park. It's going to be at Trader's Cove, and that's our first one of the year, and it's going to be The Karate Kid, and it's the 1984 version. So back, Ralph Macchio and Mr. Miyagi was played by, I don't know what the guy's name was, but Arnold from Happy Days. I have no idea what the guy's name was, but it's the original 1984 version, and it's going to be July 7th at Trader's Cove. So please come out, bring your whole family out there, bring your chairs, blankets, and have a fun night. Change of topics, going over Saturday, June 27th, where you are going to be able to drop off construction materials at Public Works. And this is for residents only, and I'll give you a little backstory. Back in 2009, the township stopped taking construction materials due to the escalating cost of collecting it and getting rid of it. There was a number of contractors who were abusing the service. They were coming in unmarked trucks, you know, showing different tax bills, things like that, and it was really costing us a lot of money. But since I became mayor in 2014, I received a lot of complaints saying, hey, I just, you know, I replaced my own kitchen floor. I'm a taxpayer. I'm just a normal guy. I'm not a contractor or anything like that, and I can't get rid of my stuff. I can't get rid of it. It's not fair. I have to pay a fee for that, too. I pay taxes. So what we decided to do is we have two amnesty days, and it's for, you know, for residents who may have replaced a floor by themselves, they redid a room, they got rid of a shed. You're not allowed to bring that to PD to our DPW up to our hill. You frustrated a lot of people. So there are two amnesty days. It's drop off only. There's no curbside pickup. So you have to bring the stuff up to the hill. There's no contractors, there's no trailers allowed, and there's no hazardous waste allowed. But construction materials are allowed. We're going to do the two amnesty days. It's going to obviously cost us a little extra for our tipping fees for those 2 days. But again, when it's only limited to the residents and there's no trailers allowed, things like that, it's going to be limited, but it's going to be a service that hopefully everybody is going to take advantage of. The first one is June 27th. The second one's going to be announced later on, but it is in September. We actually have already released the date. I just can't remember what the date is. But it's sometime in September. So hopefully, you know, if you're going to do a project in between, you know, save it up. If you're not done by this, by Saturday, June 27th, you'll have it finished by the September date, and you'll be able to bring your stuff up there. Just something else we're trying to do to make – oh, September 12th is the date. Thank you very much. September 12th is the second one. So June 27th is September 12th. So something else we're trying to do for our residents, trying to make everybody's life a little bit easier. You don't have the stress. I did have some residents. They came to town hall and they were showing me, you know, saying, "Oh, this isn't really construction debris. It's just something we did ourselves, and we can't take it to the DPW. They're telling us we got to drive to Tinton Falls and we got to pay for it." And you know, that is definitely the rule, because we can't have it any time, because it's just our tipping fees would be too expensive. But we do have these two amnesty days. All right, just want to update people. Next topic. After Sandy, we established as a town a rider account for people to donate to help victims, and we did collect over $31,000. And before we had an opportunity to be able to disperse that money to people, the state imposed all sorts of restrictions on how the money could be used. There were a lot of different restrictions. We did speak at one point back when I was on council, and obviously we know Sandy's almost 3 years ago. But back when I was on council, we spoke about the fact that maybe we could donate it to a home improvement store, and they would match, you know, gift cards, and we can disperse the whole thing through gift cards to people. But that never took off, and then we never heard of another idea at all. And then recently, Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity approached the town, and they have a great new program called Bringing Families Home. And it's the money was donated by the council. They approved it at the last council meeting. To go to Northern Ocean Habitat for Humanity for that program. All the money is going to be used for BRIC residents only, to get people back in their homes, and it's only people who were affected by Sandy. So exactly the purpose of what the money was collected for, $31,000 we were able to collect thanks to the generosity of all of our residents and some people from out of town as well. $31,000 is all going to be used for BRIC residents to get back in their houses, which is exactly the intent of the money. Okay, my focus on today's show is going to be our beaches. The summer season's underway in BRIC, and our beaches are definitely open for business. I know we've received some emails, some phone calls here. People said they saw something on Channel 12 News saying that the BRIC beaches aren't open. Definitely not true. So on the phone today, we have our recreation director, Dan Santanello. You there, Dan?
Yes. How you doing, Mayor?
Okay, hello. Good. Thank you for joining us. And about the beaches. Are they open? What's going on with the beaches, Dan?
Yes. Basically, this Monday, we are now open 7 days a week, and our hours of operation are 8:45 to 4:45. The beaches are post-Sandy now. When I say post-Sandy, the size of them, and like you were saying, Mayor, a lot of people are saying, oh, no, BRIC beaches are going to be closed this year, or it's going to be limited access because how small they are. And then, that really blew up on social media. And, I would say this weekend we had over 50, 60 people, BRIC residents, asking, why is the beaches so small? But that is not true. The beaches are definitely, like I said, post-Sandy size. They're three times larger than last year. So we're really excited for this year. And it's happy, we're all happy to be trying to put Sandy in our, behind us now. So.
Okay. And now the people who are asking.
What's that, Mayor?
The people who were asking about the beaches being a certain size, they weren't people who were looking at the beaches. These are people who are over on the mainland asking these questions, right?
Correct. Yeah. Once they get there, they were shocked. But like we all, the social media is, it gets out there, and before you know it, 10,000 people are sharing one comment. So, and I think that's one of the reasons how it got out there that the beaches are small. One was that News 12 talking about the steel wall, but that's basically South BRIC, and we're working every day there to get that even opened up. But the three public beaches in BRIC Township are larger than ever. So we are happy to say that they're groomed every day. Our guards are now on duty every day, 7 days a week, all the way up until September 7th.
Okay, now, how can people get badges? Where and how much are they? Do you have that information?
Yes, absolutely. They can get badges at the beach, like I said, 8:45 to 4:45, and that would be at BRIC Beach 1 or 3, and that is 7 days a week. Or they can purchase them here at the rec center. Rec center hours are 7:30 to 4, and that's Monday through Friday. We do take credit cards now, so there is a small convenience fee with the credit cards, cash, check, money order, and either or. They can come here to the rec or get them right down at the beaches. What the badges are now, since Monday the 15th of June, the season badges went up $5. If you purchased them prior to June 15th, they were $25. Now they are $30 for the season parking. It's $30 for the season. The senior season parking is $15. And if you just say, come by today, you can buy a daily for $5 to get on the beach and $5 to park. Seniors are free, 65 and older, and children 12 and under are also free.
Okay, that's great. And I know I saw a chart in the newspaper, the Asbury Park Press, I believe, that showed the different beach badges, and ours are definitely on the affordable side of beach badges when you compare them to a lot of our surrounding towns.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, too, Mayor, that's nice about our beaches, we have the parking. A lot of these other beaches, they're charging you $80, $90, $100 for the badge, but then you got to go, find parking. So that's tough. If you add both of them up, $60, you're getting, the beach access and parking.
Yep. And what are the hours of our lifeguards at this point, and when do they change?
Yes, our lifeguards are 8:45 to 4:45. They get in the morning, and it's, you know, about an hour to 45 minutes of training in the morning. And what we do is we have all the lifeguards come to Brick Beach 3. So if anyone ever wanted to come out and see them train, they do it for that hour, and then they'll get dispersed to the other beaches. But during that hour of training, we will have all the other beaches open. We just have a minimal staff there, and then, you know, I know the residents sometimes, you know, by 9:30, 9:45, that's when all the crew's there, and that's when we're fully staffed. So what we do is, again, 8:45 to about 9:45 is training, and then they'll be on the guard stand all the way until 4:30. 4:30 comes, we get on the bullhorn, make announcements that lifeguards are now coming off duty. What we do that's different than any other beach is we make sure that water is clear, no one is in it prior to the lifeguards leaving the beach. It just, you know, one, our beach captain is, you know, feels that, you know, when they left, everybody was out of danger if it was a rough day, if it was yellow flagged or red flag. So that's why we get, you know, everyone out of the water. The beaches don't close at 4:30, but there's no lifeguards on duty. And then bathrooms will get locked up at 4:45.
Okay. And let me ask you some questions about the flag. So let's say it's a green flag day, and then it's, you know, 4:30 and the lifeguards are leaving. Do they then change it to a red flag day, or does the green flag
stay
up?
Yes, they do.
How does that work?
No, what we do is anytime the lifeguards are off duty, the red flag is flying. Like, for instance, right now, if you went down to the beaches, yes, it was a calm day. Wasn't large surf, no rip currents, so we were green all day. But again, once those lifeguards leave, we go into a red flag. So, you know, we try to urge our residents, and, you know, because the conditions can change in minutes. You can have a very calm day, and then that tide switches, and then all these rip currents start, occurring. So that's why we always put up the red flags, and I always feel that no one should swim in non-guarded areas. And then yellow flag is basically a caution. There is restricted swimming, you know, maybe knee-deep, or we'll keep you out of certain areas that we have some rip currents occurring, and that is yellow flag, which is caution. And then, like, the red flag, if the guards are on duty and it's red flagged, it's no swimming at all. It's usually due to a northeast, a storm out in sea, and it's not safe for the swimmers to be out there.
Okay, and then just to talk about some of the rules, just I know from various beaches it always changes. Let's talk about obviously Brick specific. Ball playing allowed on the beach, surfboards, boogie boards, beater boards with fins, all those types of restrictions. What do you think?
Yeah, what we do
that?
Is we have we at Beach 3, for instance, we separate it into a swim area only. And then over on our north end of the beach, it is for boogie boards. And then we also have another area further north of Beach 3, right on, the right outside of the area where we have boogie boards is where we allow the surfboards. And the reason we do that is, you know, one, surfboards can be dangerous. If, God forbid, a leash breaks on one of them, even someone that's not in the water that's standing, you know, at water's edge and gets hit by one of those surfboards, you know, it could do some damage. So that's why we try to keep them separated. And then in the boogie board area or bodyboard area, we do allow swimming there because there is a lot of parents that are with their younger kids and trying out the boogie boards. But if you don't want to be by any of that, you do have just a swim area only. And that is for all of Brick Beach 1 and 3. We have those designated areas. Ball playing.
Okay, what about
the ball playing? What we do there is, depending on how crowded the beaches are, if we're really, packed out, we try not to have the kids throw any of the balls around. And the guards will determine that along with the supervisors. the frisbee and stuff. You know, we could lose it. You know, a frisbee, it can go flying off into another direction and hit someone. So either they go on to another beach further down, or it's not allowed at all. And then with our, we're very, very strict with our umbrellas. You either have to tie them down, or they need to be securely anchored into the ground. Again, that can one gust of wind can get those things flying pretty high, and you know it could really injure someone bad. So our lifeguards go around. If someone needs assistance of getting their umbrella secured, our guards will help them out doing that. So and then even sometimes on real, real windy days, we'll ask the patrons to take their umbrellas down totally.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for joining us. Anything else you want to add?
Not, I know, the weather is, getting warm now, and our like I said, the beaches are better than ever. Just make sure that when you are down at the beach, you listen to the lifeguards, never swim alone, and, hopefully everybody enjoys their summer and, have a safe, happy summer and plenty of things to do in the recreation world. So you can either pick up our recreation book here at the rec center, or you can go onto the township website and download one of them. But we have plenty of activities, like you were saying, the Summerfest. We have the month of August. We do movies in the park now on drive-in movies at Windward Beach. They used to be Thursdays. We moved them to Fridays because they are sometimes late because we can't show them until it gets dark. So ton of activities for the kids throughout the summer. So, please pick up your recreation brochure, and any questions, feel free to give the staff a call.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Thank you, Mayor, for having me.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. And then just to let everybody know, our lifeguards, they do really, really great job. If you do ever want to go out there and take a look at them training, you're going to get out there about 8:30, 8:45 in the morning, and you'll see how regimented they are and all the different scenarios they run through. And, Donovan Brown really does an excellent job with the with our lifeguards, and you really hear of any incidents. They really keep everybody safe, and they do a great job watching our oceans and watching our children out there. Last up, I just want to talk about Buy and Brick, just to give a new business update. There's four brand new businesses on board. Get Floored, which is a flooring company on Chambers Bridge, they're giving a 5%. The Brick Flower Market is 10%. Lala's Gourmet Cookies is 10%. And the New Jersey Wedding Pros is 10%. And we are constantly reaching out to our business community to have them join. Please help by asking your favorite small business to get on board. If you haven't picked up or received a card, visit our website at www.bricktownship.net. You can email us your address and we'll mail one out to you. And the more customers there are with the cards, the more businesses will join. I went out trying to sell the Buy and Brick program the other day to some businesses, and they one of the first questions they ask is how many residents actually have the cards. It's definitely important you have one. Even if you use it one time for the whole year and you get a $2.20 credit on your taxes, might as well. It's put $2.20 off your taxes. It's better than zero. Or even if it's 58 cents, I guess it's better than zero. So please pick up a card if you need one. If you have a business and you want to sign up, just call us here at 732-262-1240. If you're a business that wants to join, and we can get you to Keith Rella, who's our main person here with signing the different businesses up. So thank you again tonight. I know we had a couple questions. They were really posted online as opposed to call-ins. It is a call-in show, so hopefully next time we get some calls. And again, let me give you the number for next time, 347-426-3543. And thank you very much, everybody, for listening, and I will talk to you again in the future. Thanks.